Bill 12, Ghost Story. This is the situation. Listen, do not speak. Mr. and Mrs. Forthright have been woken up by a strange noise in the middle of the night. They are quite sure that a ghost made the noise, and they are looking for it. Mrs. Forthright is rather bold. Her husband is quite timid. This is how their conversation begins.
It's all this howling and clanking I find so terrifying.
That's just what terrifies me, too.
There. It's stopped now. I can't understand why it happened. It's really puzzling.
That's just what puzzles me, too.
I can't bear that noise. It's quite frightening.
That's just what frightens me, too.
Now, you do the same. Ready?
It's all this howling and clanking I find so terrifying.
That's just what terrifies me, too.
There. It's stopped now. I can't understand why it happens. It's really puzzling.
That's just what puzzles me, too.
I can't bear that noise. It's quite frightening.
That's just what frightens me, too.
Look over there. Can you see anything? I can't. It's all so worrying.
That's just what worries me, too.
Look at that shadow. Is it a ghost or not? It's very confusing.
That's just what confuses me, too.
I know there's something there. That's what's so distressing.
That's just what distresses me, too.
Quite disturbing.
That's just what disturbs me, too.
When you come to think of it, it's absolutely horrifying.
That's just what horrifies me, too.
Still, I must say the whole business is rather interesting.
That's just what interests me, too.
The way that ghost behaves is quite surprising.
That's just what surprises me, too.
It's more than surprising. It's astonishing.
That's just what astonishes me, too.
Absolutely amazing.
That's just what amazes me, too.
Oh, shut up. Do you have to agree with everything I say?